Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. In this podcast, I want to speak about twin flame love and the twin flame connection. And this is a very touchy and complicated topic to an extent, because I get a lot of questions, obviously, from people in, you know, different stages of the union and in different stages of the path. And so this podcast is inspired by some of those questions and experiences and my own personal experience. And the topic is a little bit radical because I'm looking at twin flame love as our mirror for our own issues. So this is not about how to get closer together or how to be together or how to even to remove obstacles to your union. But the main topic of my podcast is how to use twin flame connection in whatever form it may be present in your life right now as a mirror for your own work of inner purification and spiritual growth. So a little bit about myself. My name is Inga. I have a website called Healing Radiance, and my work is primarily in readings in the Akashic Records and clearing the soul path, realigning the soul to its original divine blueprint. So this is what I do, and I also do relationship readings for people, and very often we discuss the issues of soul connections and, you know, whether a person is really meant to be in their life for a long time, for a short time, whether this is, many people want to know, is he or she my twin flame? Are we ever going to be together? And these are all valid and important questions. And we address them in the readings as well. So that's where my experience comes from. And I have also been on the twin flame path for the past 6 years, since May 2011. So that's what I'm basing my own experiences on. And also this past summer has been very life-changing and transformational in my own personal journey. And it has been a journey of reconciliation with many aspects of myself, the world, my past life, including growing up and you know, places that I used to live and work in, and also with my own twin flame coming more fully into union and bringing greater peace between us. So coming from this point, I wanted to share some of the impressions and the thoughts that I have regarding twin flame connections. So from this perspective, talking about twin flame love and the issue of responsibility, twin flames as a reflection of our shadow sometimes. I think the major issue that has been really, for me personally, it has been groundbreaking and paradigm shifting, is accepting the responsibility for everything that is happening on my journey and in relation to our union and connection. And when I say this, I don't want to mean accepting the blame or in any form, you know, saying that, well, we have somehow unleashed this upon ourselves or we are to blame for everything bad that is happening in our life. But there is a level where it's ultimately all about the self, all about taking ultimate responsibility. And you may have seen a podcast that I made some months ago about a Hawaiian healing and reconciliation technique called Ho'oponopono. And it is one way of taking radical responsibility. You may want to go back and listen to it, find it on my webpage or on this in my podcast episodes, because Ho'oponopono talks about radical responsibility in the sense that we see everything bad that happens, that we see happening, as a reflection of some part within ourselves that needs healing. Otherwise, we would not be seeing that, and it would not have been happening to us. So even if there is maybe 0.00001% of this thing in ourselves, we find courage to face it and to say, I recognize that in me. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And I think this, what I'm going to talk about today, is kind of along the same lines. It's about seeing that our twins, and to a lesser extent, really all relationships in our lives, and that goes without saying, just the problem is that with twin flames, it is so strong and so powerful that it's the most difficult to see. But our twin flames bring to the surface all the parts within ourselves that we have not seen, we have not recognized, or that we have been afraid to address. For me, the greatest challenge and the greatest obstacle on the path has actually been projecting onto my twin. And once I saw that, I really saw that also, you know, projecting onto others is part of the same issue, and it just becomes obvious. How does it work? Well, you know, for example, I have had people tell me, well, you know, they are affecting me with their negativity. I have had to cut off people who have been so negative to me. And whenever this person comes, I just feel so depressed. So I had to cut them out of my life. And, you know, oh my goodness, everyone is so mean to me. I don't understand what's happening. Like all the people are nasty. And I don't know, you know, the clients who come to work are really horrible people. And this person that I met is such an asshole. You know, the people with whom something is always happening. And it's true, when you think of it, it's really true with us to some extent, for some more than others. That it's much easier to see the issue with other people and to say, oh, so if, you know, if this and this were just out of my life, then I would feel very happy. Or if this situation could change, I would be very happy. Sometimes it's true. I mean, we don't have to stay in unhappy marriages or horrible neighborhoods or jobs that we have long since grown out of. But at the same time, these things always show us something within ourselves that needs healing. I mean, the very reason you are in a job that you hate, you chose it at some point, you know. And I was in a job that I wasn't interested in at all for many years, but I thought, well, I'd never find anything better. Who else is going to want me, right? And when you think like that, that's a recipe for being in a boring job, because you think, who else is going to want me? And with twins, of course, this goes much deeper and much stronger. And we tend to think, I mean, I was going on thinking, you know, that the other guy was the bad guy and the villain in the relationship. And, oh, if he could just want me, if he could just not reject me, if he could just talk to me, why wouldn't he talk to me? You know, why wouldn't he read my messages? Why wouldn't he be better? Oh, if he could just, then everything would be perfect. He is affecting me, right, with his negativity. He's bringing depression and sadness into my life. Oh, if only he could listen to me. It's only with me that he will be healed. And on it goes. And as I said, well, this is true to an extent for all of our lives. In twin flame connections, this part, this projection, the shifting the blame onto others, I mean, shifting the responsibility onto others, plays out especially powerfully. And I think it takes a little bit of a paradigm shift and inner work. I can't really explain this so well in words, but it almost comes to you as a download at a certain point when you're ready to experience that, when you're ready to take responsibility. Because people have told me about it, and, you know, I was listening about it, and I was intellectually accepting it, but it took me personally 6 years to take that ultimate responsibility for myself, to see that, oh, look, of course he has his issues, and in many ways, they're much more horrible than mine. And I will probably not be able to do anything about most of those issues unless he chooses to address them himself. But that's not the point. The point is that actually, for all of these 6 years, it was me who was terrified, who was unwilling to have a relationship because I was afraid. It's a dance. It takes two to tango. So it is never entirely my issue, but then it is never entirely the other guy is a bad guy, no matter what he does. And it actually took me the whole 6 years to see that. To see that I had my own resistance. I did not see that for 6 years. Can you imagine? I thought, well, if only he would love me. For 6 years, I was going on like that. Oh, if only he could love me then everything would be perfect. And this blinded me to dealing with my own stuff because it was so much easier than addressing my own wounds, right? Than addressing the deepest places within myself where I didn't even want to know how I felt about me, how afraid I was. For me personally, I can tell you, how that got reinforced. I started seeing that for a few months before this. And when I met my twin, and suddenly we started talking about, you know, the masculine and the feminine and how it plays out in nature. And, you know, which animals embody the feminine more and which animals embody the masculine. And suddenly he says, so, yeah, and that's what it's like. So they would be like men running around, stupid. And I'm like, well, you know, men are not stupid. And he turned to me and said, but isn't that what you think? I'm like, well, how would I think that? Like, I never even go to, you know, women-only events, and I never considered myself, you know, the classical lefty feminist or whatever. What would make you say that? And I realized that there must be a reason for this, and I said, is this how I came through? And he said, yeah, like, you hated men. I'm like, what? I loved you. I worshipped the ground on which you stood. How would that possibly come through? And of course, for twin flames, of course, part of that is the projection, right? We have to be very careful there because part of what he was seeing was his own issues and his own self-hatred, etc. But again, there is nothing I can do about that. He would have to take his own journey of healing. But I believed him. I believed that it was absolutely true because if he could see that and if there was even, you know, 0.01% of that in me, then that is what was playing out because it takes two to tango. And I do absolutely accept that I was maybe not hating men, but afraid of being dominated or controlled or being told what to do. So I had to be the man. And of course, it's a multi-layered issue, right? Many women have had to become the man in their lives because they wouldn't trust the men around them or saw that they were all either too controlling or too useless. So, you know, let me be a man and then put down my femininity. But that was a complete life-changing conversation for me. And I was going around for a couple of weeks after that, half in shock and thinking, yes, that is actually, you know, for 6 years, I was thinking if that guy could only love me, and this guy thought that I hated him. So can you imagine that? That's a little, right, what a trick. And the reason for that was, well, it was so much easier to shift the blame. It's so much easier to say that it's his fault, right? That I am the good one here. And, you know, if only that guy could finally grow up and be a man, then I would be happy. If only he could take responsibility, then I wouldn't have to take responsibility, right? Because I'll be this pure white being sitting on a cloud and he's just an asshole running around there. But that is exactly what was happening in my life. So, and I think also twin flame women are very strong and sometimes are particularly obstinate, right? Very set in their ways. I do remember, I did have several clients, you know, say something to me like, oh, no. He can only heal with me because I'm the only person he talks to about this. There is no one else who can understand him. But I know that he can only be happy with me. Everyone else is just a joke. But if you listen to yourself one more time saying that, how does that really sound? He can only be happy with me, or I am the only person who can heal him? What? Who made you God? And why would you decide for someone else what is in their best interest? Would you like someone to decide that for you? Would you like your doctor to tell you, no, I'm the only person who can heal you, there is no one else? Or your teacher tell you there is no one else who can teach you what I can teach you? You have a choice. You can go to whomever you want. That is why we have free will and why we can't see or feel the spirit, right? Because we have to choose. We have our own capacity to choose, even with the risk it involves to choose the wrong thing. But if you think that they are the only person for you, that's one thing. But what happens is that you turn it around and you project it onto them and say, no, I am the only person for them. But it's what it actually means is that you believe there is no one else out there for you. So what makes you think that, right? Well, they are your twin flame, that's fine, but you cannot control their choices. You cannot control their soul path, and you cannot control how they react. And giving up that desire to control is the hardest thing in the world because it makes us feel vulnerable and powerless. But in reality, giving up that control is the only thing which will teach us to stand in our true power. There is no other way. That's the only way to be really powerful, is giving up the trying to control someone else's life. You can't. You can't control. But you will go on feeling miserable and depressed and anxious because obviously you cannot control, and especially your twin. And that's exactly what you're trying to do, and you know what I've been trying to do for 6 years. So of course I was anxious and miserable. So I think the greatest paradigm shift comes from realizing that we have also contributed to the separation. There is no runner and chaser, you know, there is no black and white. These parts are within ourselves. Now, this does not mean blaming ourselves or going on a guilt trip, but it means seeing very clearly that there are blockages and resistance within us. And if we are separated, they're probably so big that we have more than plenty of work to do on ourselves for the rest of our lives. Whether this means being together or not, For some, it means coming closer into union. For some, it means doing as much work as possible and coming closer as possible as it actually is, because sometimes the issues are so big and the template's so difficult and so challenging, it, at least in human terms, it may seem impossible for now. But, you know, nothing is ever impossible, so we really don't know. Even the most horrific templates can be transformed, and even the most horrible wounding can be healed. But as long as you keep being attached to the result, it will probably never work. So really, again, the truth is, it's not about hopelessness or about, you know, thinking that, well, we'll never be together, then what is the point of connecting at all? This is not what it means. What is happening now, I think, especially